I bet you did, Rothman. I bet you did. This is Carpenter and Rothman.
All right, Buckeye Hoops tonight as they welcome in their in-state rival, the Bearcats. Different team from a year ago, different coach. Certainly, Ohio State last year had different expectations, right? I mean, they lost Kade Bates-Diop. They had lost Jayshon Tate. And then it was a big, pleasant surprise at the run they made, getting that victory in the tournament. Different expectations this year. You got a top 20 team going in. Bill Landis will cover them for The Athletic. Nice enough to spend a few minutes with us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Bill, welcome back.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, all right. Let me hit you. Last year it was Caleb Wesson. You kind of ride the big fella, right, and you try to be whatever you can be offensively. This team seems a lot different, right? I mean, they want Caleb Wesson to be a big part of what they do, but they feel like this backcourt has a pretty good engine, correct?
Yeah, I think that's the hope, at least, that they have some improved point guard play with C.J. Walker and D.J. Carton, guys who can, you know, create for others. But more importantly, I think for Ohio State is create for themselves. And they didn't really have that. They haven't really had that at all since Chris Holtman's been here, because your point guards the first year were C.J. Jackson and Andrew Dockage, and then last year it was C.J. Jackson and Keyshawn Woods. And I don't know if any of those guys would tell you that they're, you know, true point guard types. I think they'd all probably be better suited to play off the ball a little more than on the ball. But CJ and DJ are more naturals in that position, probably better athletes. DJ Carton's an incredible athlete. I don't think there's been a player like him at Ohio State, because even D'Angelo Russell's not even really a fair comparison, in my opinion, because DJ is a little bit more explosive than D'Angelo was. So he's going to be really exciting to watch, and the hope is that those two guys running the show, taking some pressure off of Caleb. I think a guy like EJ Liddell can take some pressure off of Caleb. You hope that, you know, Andre Wesson and Dwayne Washington and Luther Muhammad and Justin Arons can shoot the three for you. And it should be a more diverse offense. It's going to start and end with Caleb, because he's one of the best players in the Big Ten, but they should be less predictable. And in theory, Caleb should have a little bit easier of a time finding his offense.
So what should we expect tonight, Bill? Your Cincinnati team, you know, coming in here, you know, obviously a little bit of point of transition for their program. I mean, how good are these Bearcats? Should the Ohio State fans feel a little threatened? And is this an accurate measuring stick?
Yeah, I think Cincinnati's good. It's always a good program. And John Brannan's there in his first year, taking over from Mick Cronin. And there's some transfers in the mix. And the roster makeup is a little different than what John Brannan had when he had some good teams at Northern Kentucky. So I don't know if even Chris Holtman is quite sure what to expect from Cincinnati tonight, which kind of makes the matchup interesting. The one thing that I think has been evident about Chris Holtman is that when he's had a lot of time to prepare, which is for season openers or for NCAA tournament games, he's usually done pretty well. But I think this is a little different beast, because there's not much out there to tell you what Cincinnati is going to look like under John Brannan. But I think the one thing that will be noticeable is they'll be a little more free-flowing on offense. I think they'll shoot the ball more, shoot more threes. I don't think they'll grind out possessions quite in the same way that Mick Cronin's teams did, but they'll still be tough defensively. I think they'll pressure Ohio State a lot. I think it'll be a good early test for C.J. Walker and D.J. Carton both, and Ohio State's trying to cut down on its turnovers, and maybe Cincinnati will be a good benchmark for that, but it should be a good game. These are, you know, Ohio State's ranked, Cincinnati's right on the outside, and probably a top, you know, 30 program, so it's a really good test for Ohio State. I think it'll be a good basketball game, and it will be a good benchmark of where OSU is right now.
Talking with Bill Landis, covers Ohio State hoops for The Athletic on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fangus Hotline. You know, in years under Thad, I could understand it, you know, playing a weaker non-conference, because you thought, hey, we're going to get everything we can handle in the Big Ten. I got to line up some W's. We'll be battle-tested enough in the Big Ten. I want to make sure I get enough wins and get in, get a shot at this thing. This schedule they have this year, I've always liked tough schedules, because you can exploit your weaknesses early and find out a little bit more about yourself and then grow into what you're going to be come tournament time. But when you look at, you know, Nova and Carolina and UK and West Virginia, is there any way this backfires at all?
I guess backfire in the sense that it could not be a fun, particularly fun non-conference schedule, but I think ultimately it will be good for Ohio State. But one of the things that happened last year is that we looked at the non-conference schedule at the start of the year and thought, well, this looks pretty good with Cincinnati and Creighton and UCLA. And then it really didn't end up being that good. UCLA was not nearly as good as anybody thought they'd be. Creighton was just okay. Cincinnati was good, but probably not quite as good as anybody thought they'd be either. But so Ohio State goes through it with one loss. and probably feeling pretty good about themselves. And it was probably a little bit of fool's gold. If you look back on it, there were some things that if you really pared those games down, you could find some issues that crept up for them in Big Ten games once they started playing consistently more talented teams. So I don't think that this schedule is going to disappoint. I think it, as daunting as it looks, that's how it's going to play out. And that's not saying they're going to lose all five of the games they play against these five really tough teams. But, you know, they might go 1-4 or they could go 2-3, which wouldn't be great as it's happening. But I think in the long run it would be good for Ohio State because they'll be better prepared for Big Ten play.
Bill Landis covering on Buckeye Hoops for The Athletic on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. And you said the offense is running through Caleb. He's the best player on this team, one of the best players in the conference, lost 35 pounds, looks great. If we were to say the second scoring option for Ohio State at the end of the season is, who would you put that name to?
That's a really good question. I think it would have to either be DJ Carton or EJ Liddell. I think Andre Wesson could see an uptick in his scoring, but I don't know if it would be to the point where he'd be the number two guy. I don't know if Luther and Dwayne can get there. And I don't think CJ Walker is just that kind of prolific scorer. So I think it'd be EJ or DJ. I picked DJ to be Big Ten Freshman of the Year, so I guess I'll go with him. But I really do think it's a toss-up between the two of them. EJ Liddell is a pretty versatile guy who can play both forward spots and small ball center for you. I think in a pinch, if you need him to, can score from all three levels. I think we'll have a bit of an easier adjustment to the physicality of college basketball because he played in a really good league in high school and played on a really good AAU team, and DJ Carton did not. So long-term, I think DJ will be the second leading scorer. I think EJ will be right there with him, and I think you might see some more consistent, better stuff from EJ Liddell early on as DJ Carton kind of figures out what he can and cannot get away with at the college level.
Bill, I'll end it on this one. I know you brought up Andre Wesson, Caleb's older brother, is coming back for a senior season, but is there an under-the-radar player on this team? Is there a guy that is not getting enough preseason hype that could be a big factor?
Yeah, I think you'd have to look at any of the sophomores, really. Luther Muhammad or Dwayne Washington or Justin Arns. I think all three of those guys could really help you offensively. Justin and Dwayne, and, you know, Luther shot it really well for most of the season last year, too. You've got to find somebody on this team who you can look at as a consistent three-point shooter, and those would be the first three you'd look at. I would have a little more faith at the moment in Luther only because you can be pretty confident he'll give you what you need defensively to be out on the floor. So I'll say him. I know he was a starter last year and he was good, but I still think there's a little more to his game, and if his two-point field goal percentage can become a little more efficient – he's a pretty good shooter, and I think he'd be a guy you could see give Ohio State, you know, consistently between 8 to 12 to 13 points and be a really good defender for them, and in the end be one of the key pieces.
Should be a really fun team to watch this year. Top 20 preseason, a lot of pieces, see if they come together and see what they can make of things in March. Bill, thanks for jumping on, buddy. Looking forward to visiting with you throughout the year.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Thanks.